savory approach at first. Okay. And I hope by teaching this way that it can teach you something about maybe possibly another approach, not necessarily the ultimate approach, but another approach to searching the scriptures and to really evaluating. And I think that just John 1:1 is going to give us that method. We will study the word in. in the beginning was the Word. It doesn't begin with once upon a time or at the beginning. There must be a reason God didn't start Genesis 1:1 and John 1:1 with once upon a time. It's a long, long time ago. But it all begins. All. I want you to think of all things. All came out of something. All that there is wasn't always. It wasn't always. But we try to examine every little thing and to understand all by looking at all. We want to make it as well. You know what I mean? I mean, just all the things of the scriptures would overwhelm you. You know, how will I know this in my lifetime? How can, you know, if I gave myself to studying every minute, how is it possible? Well, it's not if you approach it from all. But you must understand from whence all comes, from where it comes. Okay? By this one, for this one, and to this one, by him they consist. And they all have meaning when the one is understood. Yeah. A lot of what I'm going to be saying to you today, and the next time I teach you, but particularly today, you've heard. And you know, the second time around, whatever. But until we hear this from the Lord, I don't care what we know. I'll probably say that most of it. Because who can awaken a person's ear when they are fleshly, earthly, living here, they're just, you know, whoops, you know, and they're living their life like this. And they're reading the scriptures based on that linear approach, and they love God, but I mean, you know, but who could waken an ear to see beyond all of that and to see as John did? The beginning wasn't here. The beginning goes back before our beginning. And to see it, not just hear about it, you know. You know, I'll use the example of somebody standing in an ocean and painting a beautiful picture of an ocean with the sun and seagulls and all this stuff, and you take it home, you hang it on your wall, somebody sitting there in your living room, man, isn't that beautiful? You know, and you can truly say, you don't even know. I've seen the real. You know, you're just looking at my impression of the real. And even if I'm good, I ain't that good. You know, and there's a look or whatever, I don't know how to put it, in that person's eye. There's a feel about that person. And when they say, oh, yeah, then you can go, you know, I mean, I know this. I know people on the other end go, wait a minute, I don't like that. I don't like that little look that tells me that you've literally seen this, and this is blowing me away. This picture's blowing me away. But you saw the real, and your words aren't convincing me, but something has let me know that you're not staring at a still picture. Beautiful as it is. what God did to Moses. Go up and see, and then go down and make it according to the pattern that I showed you. That's power. Because he didn't see that down, he saw that up. And up is down. We'll get into this. John says, you know, he that's from the beginning is preferred before me. But he's not before me, he's coming after me. You know, it sounds like a parable. But it's not a parable. You know, the one that's up is down, and the one that's before is after. But, you know, but he's making sense, but it's not sense for us. What? Why are you talking to me? Because he had seen. And so, you know, we'll talk about this, and we'll use words. Preach, I use words. So I paint pictures with words, but they're still just pictures. It doesn't mean anything. And if you've seen, let's say that every picture that I've ever painted, you've seen over the years. For some of you going back as far as, you know, years, this from 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years. So you've seen a lot of my certain elements because it's my style that has certain elements in it. When we hear these elements in Christ, then we have revelation. So after a while, I just went into the picture. Never seen the ring. Doesn't begin with once upon a time, at the beginning, a long time ago. It all begins with the Lord. going to say before you say it. And I feel good about that, because before I used to hear you talk and I didn't know the words, and I'd feel scared because it was unknown areas. But now I have some security in the term of knowledge. I'm not scared. Well, seem like you're ready to know. But as long as your cup's full, you can fill it. You know, there's a full, they won't run out. I know. And anything that you know, and in this is a reality, you may know more than I know. You may. There may be those that know more than I know. But for you, there's still more. I mean, more. I know that for me there's more, and I'm actively pursuing that in a very, one of the reasons why I'm teaching is because I want to know more. I know that sounds funny, but I'm teaching because I want to know more. And it puts you in a position that you, if I walked up here and went, in the beginning was, you know, and it, no life, no Lord, you'd know it. You'd go, well, what have you been doing for the last few days? Shouldn't you have been preparing? You know? You ever get up and preach a sermon? You know, you want it to be the Lord. Well, the best way to be the Lord is never prepare a sermon. Just go after the Lord. Never prepare a sermon. Just go after the Lord. I'm with the Lord. And the Spirit of God will see to it, because He came to do one thing for us: teach you Christ. Begins with the word in. It all begins with the word in. All is not before in. In is before all. It all begins with the word in. That's exciting. That's narrowed it down a bunch. You got all, now you got in. You know what I mean? I mean, now that's a wonderful thing to begin to see. In is before. There is that which we call the beginning and that which God calls the beginning. Matthew started with his beginning. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. The son of Jesus Christ. The son of Matthew was Jewish. He starts with the Jewish nation. Abraham was the father of the Jews. Makes sense, doesn't it? You know? Mark starts when the whole thing, you know, hadn't been a prophet in 400 years and the ball finally gets rolling. He starts with John the Baptist. Luke is a Gentile. He goes all the way back to Adam, says it all started back then. But John says, no, it all. Because if you go back to Adam, there's still a bunch. It just depends on where you're at to receive it again or to really, truly receive it. Turn with me to Matthew chapter isn't something I heard a preacher say once and remembered to be used at a later time. This is something that has touched my life. I'll never forget the day I saw this. Matthew 13, verse 1. The same day when Jesus was out of the house and sat by the seaside, great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a boat and sat. The whole multitude stood on the shore. He spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. So we understand that this is going to have to do with love, fruitfulness, life. Okay? I mean, if you automatically already start thinking in terms of what does this refer to. He spoke, and when he sowed, some of the seeds fell. And if you want to do this, you've got to pen and mark the word by. And the fowls came and devoured them. What do the fowls represent? Demons. Jesus said that. Keep reading chapter 13 and you'll give his explanation. Okay? Verse 5. Some fell, circle or underline the next one, upon. Some fell upon. See it there in verse 5. Some fell upon. Underline the word upon. Stony places. Where they had not much earth. Forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. Verse 7. And some fell among, underline the word among. 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 And the thorn sprang up and choked them. Verse 8, but other seed fell into good ground and brought forth bread. Some 100, some 60, some 30. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Is that a good little saying for Jesus to throw in there at the last of that? There are different relations, how we relate to the Lord. These help us to understand how we are related. Some are by the Lord. Some are among. Some are upon. But the word in is where the good ground is found. In is related to good ground. In is a good, fertile beginning. You understand what I just said? In is a good, fertile beginning. In leads to good ground and good growth. Okay? And good what? You know what I mean? You can just keep going. I mean, just good ground, good growth, good fruit, good plants, good. You see what I'm saying? We're starting moving on. If you get that seed in there, good color, good smell, good. Great. You know what I mean? You're getting it all. You're getting all because it got in. You're getting all because it got in. And if you don't get it in, you can work for all. But you'll never get all because you can't contain all except for in. In, okay? the truth, which is spiritual, first and foremost, spiritual, and spiritual on the inside of your spirit, folks, it, your spirit will dictate your body. Hello? Your spirit will, or your spirit will control your body. You control your body. I'll control your body. But I'm not Lord. And how do we make Jesus Lord? How do we make Jesus Lord? By the way He is and what He wants to do and what He says is the truth. You know what I mean? Again, sometimes, it's kind of a running joke. We have, several people here that go, oh, I hate being in Texas. Well, but you're here. Why? It wasn't Texas. Spiritual truth that has you here, and if Texas is the worst place on the planet, God says go to Texas, and you'll be there. But, now here's the deal. Let's talk about this. Is the word the reality in the primary laws. Let me tell you why. Because do you know that you can be at and the truth still be motivating you, but it's not got you? In other words, let's do this. Let's, that I were true or east. Let me try. Jesus, the new man, Jesus, Jesus, oh, I want to be by. Remember that? By, and by, another one, thousands of men like the word by. Thousands of men like it.
Check it out. Am I lying to you when you read the scripture? Check it out! If I'm lying to you, then walk out of here and don't ever come back. Or just read the scriptures. Fowls of the air, like fire. They might even say, well, go ahead and snuggle up as close as you can get. Don't ever get in. Just get right. Well, how about a mom? You get right in here. I'm right in a mom, Do you know? That we say we're in the body of Christ, but the body of Christ only gathers. And that may not do much to you, but the things that we get to you. In dictates gatherings. Not gathering does not constitute the truth. In the beginning. Noted, but it's a mom. If I'm to be a mom, now we're just talking outwardly. But Ian dictates that.
A mom does not, because a mom is what?
Thorns can get you and choke what you do. I'm trying to think of a way to do this. I've got a flower bed at home, and it's got these rails that keep the flowers on this side and the grass and the weeds on this side. Dog my cats, if there ain't a little opening just like this between the rails and this, you know what I mean? And they're going right through that crack. It's not very big, but they're right through that crack, and they're choking my flower. How interesting. Gee, Revelation, I could just belongs to by or among, that I'm going to do this. That is not accepting the truth of him. That is accepting my teaching and the manifestation. But that's not accepting the truth. Because a person that accepts that says, okay, I'm in. If you're not really in spirit, you're just above. It wreaks havoc. And the bad thing is, you know, usually you don't notice it as much as somebody else does. Most of you know what I'm talking about. Okay? But the word end, you look at these bricks right here, just an independent in there. It's bringing strength to everything around it, which it's all tied together. Because it's in. It's in the body. It's in the body. It's in the body of Christ. That's why it says you are in the body of Christ. Okay? You are in the body. You are in it. You're not with it. The body of Christ is not what shows up on Sunday morning. That's with it or among it. Well, then what is the body of Christ, folks? This new man is the body of Christ. This new man is what the body of Christ is. This is it. And this works in each one, and that makes a new man outward. We never say plug at the wall. But see, that still is an outward manifestation of that. this is working towards them. The goal is to get this sharp point off right there. The goal is to clear this thing, that rough edge off. No, it's not. That is not the goal. And if you've been getting some of that, good, but that ain't it. Sure, those two. Jesus left and came down here and saying that to Aaron Rowe. He didn't say, see some spirit out there, and then whatever you live will be contrary to. It couldn't work. In the beginning, and I will show you this, but in the beginning will dictate from now on through the Gospel of John. You can't lose it. It will be the foundation. It will be. It will be the foundation. Because, you know, this God will indwell spirits. And so, I'm picturing, you know, misunderstandings about what their band is, you know, that even us, you know, it just occurs to me that even us, our vision. Bring in the less wholesome to make them wholesome and send out the more wholesome who don't need, no, I'm picturing who don't need, I'm a finger, don't need a palm, which doesn't need an arm, which doesn't need, cutting up pieces and laying them all out, throwing them in different directions and saying, okay, the goal really was to just kind of make sure that you know you're a finger and you function like. And if you don't like the truth in, or somebody watching this video doesn't like the truth in, run! Because the truth is going to get you. And not only that, but I believe this is the truth we'll be living through all eternity. We're not. Blondo
chance.
Father, we thank you for this time. Oh, Lord, in your spirit, your love, your care, your life, your direction, your fullness, your plans and your goals, and what you will see brought to pass. We say, yes, bring us into the prayer, into the body. Plugged in to what your spirit says. He that hath an ear, as you said, Jesus, ready to hear. We desire to hear some. If we don't hear at this moment, open our ears that we may hear. That is our desire. We are willing to lay down false concepts, lies, deceptions, plans, anything else that is contrary to your truth, so that you can have a habitation. So that was David's desire, that you might have a dwelling place. Oh, that we might have the heart of David, that you can have a habitation, even if it costs us living in Texas, living in the mission, living in this place, living wherever, Lord, however, staying with this body, however that translates. God, help us to understand by your Spirit, not to do our thing. May you begin it.